Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Mr. Wonderful here at your service, as always. And we got Mr. Excellent on the show here with us. Rich Galen is right here, ready to go. Rich is the publisher, the writer, the editor, and the accountant and the janitor at Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber publication. And he's a political operative of the Republican persuasion, as he says he spins to the right. And he's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, my friend. Good thing, happily, I'm a better accountant than I am an editor.
Welcome back, Rich. Hey, Rich, we got big doings going on tonight. The president is going to deliver his speech to the State of the Union tonight. I know you, contrary to what you probably think, I don't actually remember when presidents handed over their State of the Union and just delivered it by courier. That was a couple hundred years ago. But I do long for those days, Rich, when we don't have to go through the painful ordeal of hearing the president, whichever president, do this. It's gotten painful, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Well, it's kind of an on-again, off-again thing. George Washington and John Adams both delivered them in person, and then they, for the next 110 years or so, they were sent over by writing. It's required in the Constitution, which says the president shall, from time to time, it doesn't say annually, report on the state of the union and suggest such measures as he thinks necessary or words to that effect. But ever since Roosevelt, it has largely been in person. And you're right. I mean, it's a little bit like the Super Bowl. Unless your team won, you can't even remember who was in it last year.
Right.
However big a deal it was on Super Bowl Sunday, you know, it quickly fades from memory, and that's the way these State of the Union addresses are.
So what do you think? I'm hearing that there's going to be a lot of talk about investment. When I hear President Obama talk about investment, all I hear are government solutions, not marketplace solutions. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that is a subordination of the word investment from what we normally think it is. In the liberal mindset, and I use liberal not as a pejorative, but as a point on the political continuum, that it is a investment means higher taxes and more government spending, that the government shall decide how much money you can keep and then what it's going to do with your money on your behalf.
Well, people wonder if President Obama can move to the middle, and I've been saying for a long time I didn't think he could, not because he didn't want to. I didn't think he knew how to get there, and not like Bill Clinton was able to do that. So I think Barack Obama thinks talking about investment and jobs, even if the government creates them, I think he thinks that's moving to the middle, when he doesn't realize that if he really wants to be in the middle, he'll talk about what the government can do to help private enterprise create jobs and do innovations and things like that. What do you think?
Yeah, it is the exact mirror image of the famous Kennedy imprecation of ask not what your country can do for you. I think in President Obama's mind, it is demand what your country should be doing for you, and we're going to try to get it done.
Right.
And that means that that it takes out of the hands of individuals the right to make decisions, right or wrong, the ability to make a profit if they're right, and to suffer the losses if they're wrong, to pick themselves up and do it again. And we've talked about this 1,000 times over the years, that if you create a society in which there is no downside risk, then sooner or later there will be no potential for profit.
What part of the investment that he talks about tonight is going to be a veiled attempt to throw bucks to states that need bailing out?
Well, the balance sheets of the states are almost, I mean, they're hugely dependent on their unfunded pension liabilities. So I think he's going to call for a counting.
To the state employees.
Yeah, to the state employees.
Teachers, et cetera, all of them.
So I think there'll be something in there about that. I don't know if it'll be an accounting change or setting up a pension benefit guarantee corporation type activity for public pensions. I don't know what that'll be.
You think he'll announce that tonight?
Yeah, I mean, really? You know, in the laundry list of things. I remember he's supposed to, you know, suggest such measures as he thinks necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, but I think that may be wrapped inside, Jim, inside a call for a major, quote, investment, unquote, in American infrastructure. I mean, you know, I mean,
so
no matter where you live, you drive
code,
over a bridge.
That's code for federal dollars to the states.
Yes, exactly. Federal dollars to the states to build roads, build bridges, fix overhead lines, do all those sorts of things, which will, A, be paid for by federal funds, and B, and this is crucial, will be paid for under Davis-Bacon rules.
Right.
Even if you're not in a union area.
Right. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. See, everything, all this stuff that he's going to be talking about, folks, is going to come with strings. When we come back, Rich Galen is going to explain to us what those strings mean. You can decide whether you like it or not. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.